for me. You never gave up on me.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Hey, we're going to go ahead and get started, try to get everybody out of here dry today. My brother Marcus, I wanted him to share a word this morning, so I'm going to turn it over to him real quick, all right?
Okay, so 2 weeks ago, I came up here, and I shared the story about a coworker of mine that got hit by the FedEx driver and got killed. Lord knows, we don't know when we're going to leave. Monday, I went to work. And I was feeling good. I was really ready to go to work. Then all of a sudden, my stomach started hurting me. And it hurted so bad, I couldn't get up and walk. That was this past Monday. So they called the ambulance, and the ambulance took me to UAB Hospital. I stayed in the hospital from Monday to Thursday. The first 3 days I was in there, they wouldn't even allow me to eat. They stuck a tube up my nose, and it went down into my stomach. And they gave me all kind of medication. And the doctor told me if I had waited a day or more, I would have died. You know, I wouldn't have been here out here today if I hadn't gone to the hospital. So you remember when we were telling you about that story, and I was saying that we need to stay prayed up every day and thank the Lord for another day. Because none of us out here know when we're gonna leave. And you'll be lucky sometimes if you can say goodbye to somebody. I almost died this week, you know, and I'm glad to be here today. So I just want to reemphasize, stay prayed up, and every morning you wake up, please thank the Lord for another day, a day that you have never seen and will never see again. This is really serious, so y'all please do that. Just thank the Lord for another day.
All right. Well, man, truth has already been spoken this morning, so I'm tough time following that up and tough time following Freddie from last week, but I'm going to try just real quick. I want to get into the Word just a little bit, hopefully before it rains on us too much. So, Marcus, thank you for that beautiful Word and the beautiful Word last week of just being ready for when that time comes. Well, Freddie followed up a couple of weeks talking about unity from Ephesians very wonderfully, as he always does, and reminding us all that we are beautiful and we are worthy. Forgiveness has been talked about, but he was talking about just this self-forgiveness, right? This unforgiveness we have in ourselves, right? And so we need to let that self-hate go. Everybody, raise your hand and look at me just 1 second. I know it's raining a little bit. We'll be quick. Everybody that has raised their hands, and even the ones that are choosing not to, raise your hand. Masterpiece. You are a masterpiece. And he talked about that, letting that self-hate go. And honestly, we looked from Ephesians 4, 11 through 12, and it talked about all of these ones that God had given gifts to, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, the teachers, all for the reason to equip and build up the body. Everybody look this way for me real quick. Every gift that you have been given is not to build yourself up or to tear others down, but it is to build up the body of Jesus Christ. That is your job. When he calls you into salvation, he calls you into service to serve others in that way, okay? I'm going to read the scripture just real quick this morning, then we'll close because I don't want you getting drenched, but I want to read this and maybe we'll revisit it another day. How about that? So, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about every wind of doctrine by human cunning or craftiness or deceitful schemes, but rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body is joined together and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. When each part is working properly, it makes the body grow so that it grows itself up in love. So I want to be brief this morning. I want to tell you this. If you are new to the church at Southside, or maybe you haven't been in a while, I just want to share with you this, that when Paul shares this in Ephesians, I want to follow up what Freddie said. He got to the part where it said that God gifts these as apostles and teachers and all this. Everyone here that knows Jesus, or that may be watching online, that has a relationship with Christ, is a minister, whether you have a pulpit or not. Everybody believe that this morning? That you, if you are called into salvation, you are called into service, right? This is not a spectator sport. He has called you to minister to others. And here's why. I want to share this, and then I'm going to leave the rest of that scripture for another time, okay? You have relationships in your life that I do not have relationship with those people. I am more than willing, if you want to bring somebody to me and say, hey, I want you to share with them about the gospel, I'm willing to do that. But I'm going to tell you where it comes from, a safer place, a place of trust, is someone that they see that's walking life with them. You are called to serve. You are called to minister. And Freddie mentioned this last week, and I'll follow up more with it when I talk on the rest of these verses, but that you can't give forgiveness if it's not inside of you. You can't give what you don't have. The same is true for love. It is not natural to go up to someone and love your enemy. Some of you have enemies out here this morning. You would say amen to that, right? It is not natural to do that, but it is supernatural. If the Spirit of God lives inside of you, you can love and you can forgive and you can serve anyone. Here's how I know. Jesus on a cross is laid down, placed on this cross willingly, and he says the words to those who were nailing him to the cross, forgive them, they know not what they do. If the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, then you are capable of that same love and forgiveness. Will you pray with me this morning? I know that's brief, but I want to be a man of my word and try to keep you as dry as possible this morning. I promise we'll pick up. I've got more to share on those verses, but I just feel led to do that another day and try to get everybody home dry this morning, okay? So let's pray this morning. Let's thank him for the brief word from his scripture, and let's pray for that kind of mindset, that we are a church that is led by love and led by the Spirit of God. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the people that have gathered here this morning. And although it is a brief time in the Word, we thank you for your Word that is life-giving, that brings about healing, that brings about restoration, redemption, ultimately that leads the way to your grace and your mercy being found in our life. And so my prayer is this. As quick as that is this morning, we know that the Holy Spirit can speak through a number of ways. You can do that just through our gathering together, our fellowship, a smile, a handshake, a hug, a plate of chicken pot pie, a warm cup of coffee. Just gathering together. You can do that. We don't have to have teaching every time to hear from you. Holy Spirit, you can speak in a number of ways. But here's what we do pray, as brief as it was. We pray that you speak in these ways, that if we are called into salvation, we are called to serve, and that you grow us up into who you are calling us to be, with the understanding that even if we don't live up to our standards of saying, man, I need to do this better, that better, that you love us the same. Your love is unconditional. It doesn't grow greater based on how we perform. It doesn't lessen on when we mess up or miss the mark. You can't love us any more than dying for us. Not possible. You love us unconditionally. Your grace is there no matter how many times we mess up, what we did, what we're doing, or what we will do. And all you ask is that you're calling us into a relationship with love and asking us to pass that on to others. So let that be our mission, let that be our marching orders, that we at the church at Southside, that we continue to be unified, that unity is not based on food, or it's not based on fellowship, it's not based, all of those are byproducts, but it's based on the love of Jesus. Let love lead the way. And so that's our prayer. We pray that you just begin to stir that in our mind as we look back at this passage on another day. And so speak continually to our hearts on that. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, guys, we'll finish up here in just a second and pass out some supplies. But I want you to be thinking on that. I want to get back to this passage. Just be thinking about the ways that he is calling you to grow up in your faith for the sole purpose to love and to reach other people with his gospel, all right? I love you guys. Thank you so much. And thank you for the kind words about being gone last week. I know Freddie did an awesome job. Uncle Bill knows that so many already have asked about you. I texted him this morning. It was his surprise 60th birthday, and it was awesome. So thank you guys for your encouraging words on that. I love y'all. Thank you so much.